Hi, Goodvach. It is now ER, and for those who celebrated it, happy Yom HaTzmaut today. Yeah, moving right along. Moving through the Omer, working our way towards Shavuos, working our way through Sefer Vayikra, and we have the first of two double parshiyot. Next week we have Achrimot Kedoshim, and this week we have Tazria Metzora. And there are so many things to talk about with regards to the din of a Metzora. It's interesting. There's commentaries that not even everything is not necessarily tied to, Motzi Shem Ra, which is what Metzora in a certain sense can stand for, and Lashon Hara and things like that. There's other Averas too, and other forms of Motzi Ra of where a person can go out to do bad, and I'm not going to get into that. But it is interesting. We often take it for granted that and that's still the quintessential thing that Metzora relates to. That Tzaras relates to is the din of maligning other people. But in fact, it could also be in other respects, such as quarreling or hurting them or things like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a lashon, although that is often the most, the greatest thing, especially because people tend to take it lightly that words are not going to hurt people, and sometimes they could do far more damage than physical damage. So we have to take that to heart. I myself, was trying to innocently say something to my roommate a few nights ago, and it took him a little while to realize it, but I hurt his feelings, even though it wasn't my intention. So, it just shows you, even more how much more we have to be careful if we want to actually have have negative intent. But anyway, moving on to a different subject, Tazria deals with all of the particular inyanim with the types of tzaras and beharet, tzapacha, netek, etc. And a house and a garment, all the different inyanim and how to determine it and what they're like. And then Metzora, it actually deals a lot more with the purification ritual. There's actually a very interesting familiarity about this ritual, although it's still very peculiar. Now, the act of placing the blood and oil on the Metzora's Tenuch Ozen, which is his earlobe, and Bohen Yado, his thumb, and Bohen Raglo, which is his large toe, are all on the right side. Now, this ritual is performed by the Kohanim and is now done as Metzora's purification process. So why specifically these parts of the body, and what's the connection between the Metzora and the inauguration of the Kohanim, where this was also done, right? By the inauguration of the Kohanim, when you had the Chanukah Abayis for the Mishkan, you had the exact same thing, where they placed blood and oil, at least seemingly, on these three parts, right? The right earlobe, the right thumb, and the right large toe. So Rav Eliezer Lipa Weissblum, in his Sefer Perech LeYanon, writes that these three parts of the body correspond to the first three things that Pirkei Avos teaches us that the world stands upon, which is something I very much like to talk about, this set of three, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. The Kohanim are symbols to the rest of the people, and therefore have the three inherent responsibilities: to teach Bnei Yisrael Torah, to bring Karbanos, which is Avodah, and to teach the people about Tzedakah and kindness, which of course was also very much emulated by the main initial Kohen Gadol, which was Aharon HaKohen, so Gemilut Chasadim, right? Now the earlobe corresponds to Torah, because it is one's duty to teach and to listen. The thumb corresponds to Avodah because it is what maximizes the hand's functionality. It's Dafka Maisa. The large toe corresponds to walking to help somebody in need, or in the case of Aharon HaKohen, to go and seek Shalom, to seek peace, to walk Darche Shalom, right? To actually go and try and make peace and walk in the ways of peace. So conversely, the Metzora is somebody who actually failed specifically in learning these lessons. Right, just think about it. He did not follow the laws of the Torah, right? So that's one, the first one, the Torah. He worshipped himself in a certain sense. He did his ego. He was haughty. He was arrogant. Again, not necessarily the only explanation, but generally, when you disregard others, you're putting yourself first. So that's the opposite of doing avodah to Hashem. You're doing avodah to yourself. And he maligned others through evil speech rather than assisting them. He went out of his way, whether it's physically walking or not, he went out of his way to malign or hurt other people. This is in addition to going out of his way to disrupt peace, right, which is something which is connected to the third item that we're dealing with. Now, the application of oil and blood, which I'm not going to unless I have a little bit of extra time, I'm not going to get into right now because it's not so push it. But it's there for it's actually placed in the very same locations on the Kohanim, and it's specifically a Kohen who places it upon him. So it's interesting. In the first case, it's placed upon the Kohanim. In the case of a Metzorah, the Kohen places it upon him. Right? So it's interesting. In one case, it's the Kohen getting it. In one case, it's the Kohen doing it. Now, all three of these body parts are only on the right side, which symbolizes strength, but also the mercy of Hashem. It's actually the side of Chesed, not the side of Din. Now, the word for the right side is Hayiminit, which, or Hayiminus, which is numerically equal to the word Hayashar, that which is correct or straight, right? And it's actually, I'll try and get into how Tzaraas can actually be more of a Chesed than a Din, but based on something I heard earlier today, but putting that aside for right now, the Metzorah is singled out primarily not for his lack of obedience to God or his arrogant sense of self, but rather his lack of sensitivity towards other people. Now, the earlobe corresponds to the pillar of Torah and therefore is essential to anything else, for it's what instructs him how to act. And he should have heard what Hashem said at Har Sinai, or at least from his parents, his elders, etc., what Moshe, others taught him, etc. Therefore, when symbolizing his thumb or his large toe, his ear is also involved, because you always have to hear and understand things before you can do anything. Now, the words ozen and yad, right, so ear and hand, right, which is what the thumb is on, of course, when combined, these words ozen and yad equal 72, which corresponds to chesed. Now, the words ozen and regel, if you combine ear and foot, right, regel also means foot, right, when combined, equal 291, which corresponds to aretz, land, either symbolizing worldly pursuits or alternatively, derech eretz, right? Now, one is always expected to treat others with derech eretz and to emulate Hashem by bestowing chesed. I mean, that's even true for non-Jews, although Jews have a greater responsibility. Now, the Metzorah failed in this regard and, in fact, did the opposite. He is therefore reminded, even as he is purified for his Avera, of what he has done and that it's not easy for it to be undone. He has this constant reminder sitting outside the camp, you know, this constant reminder on his skin and people looking at him. He has this constant reflection about what he's done and how it affects other people, regardless of what exactly it was that he did. So I guess with a couple minutes remaining, I can try and talk about the concept of Dom and Shemen. Dom is a little more straightforward. Dom is the concept of Nefesh. It's the concept of life, right? And although a person's spirituality may not have been compromised necessarily, but a person's body may have been, his feelings, his inner well-being, right? That's all part of the nefesh, right? Or mostly part of the nefesh, to some extent it's in the Shema. But either way, nefesh could also just mean a person, right? His nefesh was harmed by this other person who maligned him, slandered him, physically hurt him, whatever it was, right? So it makes sense to have blood be as a kapara, as an atonement, because blood is the life within a person or an animal, whatever. I mean, obviously we're not using human blood here; we're using animal blood, but the symbolism is still the same, right? And by shemen, I mean there's a lot of possibilities as to what the symbolism of shemen, because it's also used by the menorah to illuminate, and this person brought choshech instead of illumination. But there's also the concept of squeezing, to get, the olive oil, that sometimes you have to be put in a difficult situation in order to get the purity. And by a Metzorah, Kohanim have a certain responsibility and they have to, sometimes have to face difficult tasks, in order to understand things. And that's maybe a little not so straightforward. But by a Metzorah, he has to go through this difficult process, and that's really meant to purify him. He's meant to become, hopefully, pure olive oil in a certain sense, right? It is a chesed, right? Hashem is not doing it punitively. He's not doing it to punish him. He's doing it to help him refine his character, to make him learn his lesson so he can become a better person and hopefully illuminate other people and help other people and be a gomel chesed, right? And to do a Torah Sevodah and a Gemilas Chatan, and especially, really focusing on Bein Adam Mechavero, and he can learn this lesson, and sometimes you have to go through difficult things. And Hashem, makes him realize, sometimes in a very, very painful and embarrassing manner, but it's really meant for the as a true chesed, so he can hopefully refine himself and be a much purer and remarkable person. So, wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.